We are learning Mesechtes Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top of Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We learned in the Mishnah Mashar Bar Asur Vashar Mutar, that whatever's in the bar, the guy touches that, that's Asur, because that has a Shem Yayin. Mashar Inkein, the stuff that did not go, the wine did not go into the bar yet, is Mutar. Amar Rav Huna says this is going even in the Mishnah Rishayna, which we hold in the Mishnah Rishayna that only wine in the bar is Asur, and the rest is Mutar. So Rav Huna says, that's only if you didn't take the gargusti and you didn't take it and dump it back into the gas. Now, the gargusti we're assuming is Asur, just like the wine in the bar is Asur. What's the gargusti? The gargusti is just like this basket that they put into the bar. When it comes out of the pipe, when it comes down the ramp, the wine into the pipe, heading to the bar, right on the surface of the bar, on top of the bar, there was this basket. And it was used as to sift out, used as a sifter, to sift out any of the shmarim, any of the pits and peels that are coming with the wine. Now, if someone went ahead and dumped those pits and peels back into the gas, because maybe you could crush out a little more wine from that, it becomes also, because we are assuming the gagusti is also also. We'll see why in a second. And since you mixed it back into the gas, it's also. Lo yishonos lo hichsi gagusti l'gas. Av hichsi gagusti l'gas. If you put the gagusti back into the gas, so then also, that then it's also. Now the shaila is, okay, we're going to see why gagusti is also. If it's yayin esach. So what's the problem? I pour it back into the gas. Charge me batel b'roi, batel b'shishim. Look at Tosfos in Maskil Avol. Tosfos says, pirish. Af mash v'gas will be also. Why? Because the wine, the gagusti, gets mixed up in the gas. There's stoma in the gas more than 60 times the tipas yayin, the gagusti. But I'm really come on that it hurts. It's more than 60 times. It hurts to be bottle. That's his kasha. So basically, Tosfos wants to answer that here it's mim b'minoi. And we hold by yayin nesach. If it's mim b'minoi, then it's not batel b'shishim. So here, the wine is mim b'minoi. Tosfos goes to the whole discussion, is this called mim b'minoi or not? It's not for now. But in any case, the reason why it's not batel is because aser is even b'mashu because of mim b'minoi. So now Rav Huna assumes that the wine in the gargusni, at least, is aser. And the shaila is why? Zotu gemara, gargusni gufe maiko mitzri. How does it become aser? Benitzok? It becomes aser benitzok? Nitzuk means if I pour one item into another item, I pour item A into item B, and item B is Asur, it'll ask the item A because it's connected with the stream. You find in Hilchos Mikvah such an idea of Nitzuk. And here we want to say, the Gavi is also that anything that's connected through a stream is also. So here, it's going directly from the Gagusti into the bar. So it's attached to the stuff in the bar. And that's what makes the Gagusti also, because of this connection. So you can tell me, you learn off Nitzuk Chibur, it's a Pasha, it's a whole Shaila, if Nitzuk is a Chibur. You can tell me over here that Nitzuk Chibur, Tosfos already asks, the Master Shalom, no, Tosfos more on the bottom, he says, Tema, Efshe Echanami, the Behedom Ravuna, Nitzuk Gatapris Chibur Yayin Esach. He was chayzer. So the Gemara says, is it right that Nitzuk Chibur? And for the Gemara, no. The reason why Gusti is also not because of Nitzuk Chibur is because it's actually mechubah to the bar. There, Rav Chia is talking about a different case, a case where the cup was so, or the pitcher was so full that it went all the way up until the funnel or until this sieve. And therefore was attached. Remember, this gagusti has holes in it, so the wine could be attached to the wine there. Here also, the bar was so full with wine, when a gagusti was sitting in the bar, it was actually attached to the wine in the bar. Not with a chibur of a connection of a stream. It was actually the same wine. And therefore, it became also because it's all one big wine of Yayin Esach, and therefore it's also. Now, the Rav Huna says, if I turn over that gagusti, put it back into the gas, it lasts everything, because gagusti is also why, because it's connected, it's attached to the bar. And it goes into the gas, and it asks because mim b'mina. So talking about a ma'isa, huyanuka, there was a certain child, the tana avayz chav meshish shani. He actually learned mesechtes avayz zar when he was 6 years old. He mastered mesechtes avayz zar, and they started going to ask him a shaila. It's not clear. They asked him a shaila because they wanted to get his psak, or maybe they were just testing him. Ayin chasam soifer bo minay ma'u lidroy chimayv chavim begas. They asked him this question. Am I allowed to be doirich, which means crush the grapes that are on the gas together with a goy? What's the shaila? It's really a shayla toli in what we learned before between Mishnah Rishayna and Mishnah Achrayna. The feed of Mishnah Rishayna, you're allowed to, because at that time it's not Yayin Esach yet. So there's no problem of gaining of Issa Hana on Yayin Esach. You're allowed to work for the guy. It's not Yayin Esach yet when it's in the gas. That was Mishnah Rishayna. But there's Mishnah Achrayna held, like we learned before, that once it oozes out already, had the same Yayin Esach. Therefore, you're now be Dairach, you're now cross the grapes on the gas with the guy. So they asked him the shayla, what's the halacha? Amalahu, dorchim im b'chavim v'gas. He said like the Mishnah Rishayna, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to do it with the gas. Now, that's not the right psak, you have to go bust to the Mishnah Achrayna. So they asked him, v'akam anasech b'yodei, l'maisa, the guy is touching it, and he's, we assume that he does nisach, because we'll see later on that Rashi holds that, but just shake the hand, L'shem Avodah Zarah. The guy shakes his hand in the wine, L'shem Avodah Zarah, then already has L'shem Yayin Esach. And here we can assume the guy is very religious, and therefore the minute it turns into wine, he'll already be Menasechet. So here, how you let it work with him, L'chayr is Menasechet. And we pass in like Rav Huna, Mishnah Achrayna, that says that has L'shem Yayin already on the gas already. So what's going on over here? So he asked this child, what's Pshat in your Pshak? So he answered, "It's they tied up his hands. They tied up his hands, and therefore he couldn't make it. Couldn't? There's no chashash yain nesach. He tied up his hands. Afraid the gemara about kamenasach v'regel. Lamaisa he kamenasach with his regel. So gemara nisach a regel loish v'nisach. Nisach the regel loish v'nisach. You can't do make yain nesach with your legs. And that means he was handling the highest level yain nesach. It can't just be Stam Yenim over here, because here we're saying it's Asabana. The Yisrael can't work with the guys. Obviously, we're handling Issa Anah. And that was the Gemara's Kasha was saying that it should be Mamash Yayin Esach. So he answered, he tied up his hands. Maybe with his feet. He's touching with his feet. So he was tied up his hands. How is he crossing the grapes? Obviously, with his feet. So Gemara's Kasha is his feet's touching it. Gemara answers, no. Even if his feet touches it, maybe it'd be a Shaila of Issa Rishia. But Issa Anah, it's not Negea, because you don't do Nisach Yayin Esach. You don't pour wine to Avodah Zarah with your feet. It's not what you do, and you don't do shich shich either. It's not the way you worship the Avodah Zarah with wine, is with the regal, and therefore, lo yishmei nisuch, and therefore it's not a chash, not a problem. Ahu uvda dahava ben Ardoi. There was a story in Ardoi, the doshu Yisrael v'chavim lahu chamro, that a Yisrael and a goy, they crushed the grapes together, and b'shas, the dricha obviously was, and they did it with their legs. And the shayla was, what's the status with this wine? So the Gemara, and the Shaila was, what's the halacha? The Shaya Shmuel, and Shmuel waited in Tlasa Regli. He waited 3 Yom Tovim when the Olim got together and he wanted to talk to them, learning to see what the Psak is. He wasn't sure what the Psak is. This belonged to Israel. We have to see what the Shaila was, but this is what was the Shaila, what to do with this wine. And this was a case where the guy touched it with his feet. Peshas when he was doing malacha, when he was smashing the grapes. And the shayla was, is that, what's the halacha's case? Zotu Gemara, so he waited 3 regalim. So the shayla is, what was the big shayla here? My time, why did he wait 3 regalim for Pesach? Ilim shum kusava, because he holds that he was holding that imish on top of Nun Zayin Amar Aleph now. Dimish takha tana da asa karab nosin, asrina filibana. If the pshat was, he wanted maybe machmir on this big time. He wanted to wait to see if the status with this wine is, what's the halacha with this wine, and he was waiting to see maybe it's even osabana, So that's the shaila. I'm talking about here of yayin of the Yisrael, Taisa speaks out. So here the shaila was more than just like the issa hanof him to work with it. Like if you let it work with him, it's not the problem. The problem was, could you even? It belonged to the iron was the Yisrael's wine. Shaila could drink the wine because the guy touched the wine b'shas dricha, and is it osva chila, osva no? What's this? What's the level? So maybe Shmuel had a tzad that this wine is osva bahana, because the shita Rav Nosana holds that even if you just touch the wine, it's osva bahana. It's osva bahana. So that was a shaila. Maybe it was osva bahana. And they have to wait to the Yom time to see if there's other Tanoim Holagam Rasan. Is that the Shiloh? So we're going to try to analyze this. Why did Shmuel wait? The Mishtach, Tana Domek Rasan, as soon as I know, ask about the time went to the Bright. So, Modudu Bemiyavi Regli Yamacha. The first sheet is the Tanakama holds that if you Maldu means you measured. You stuck your hand in, the guy stuck his hand into the yayin of Yisrael to measure how much wine was in the barrel. He's a professional measurer. He can stick his hand in, he can tell you how much wine is in there. So he stuck his hand or his regal into the wine. The halacha is your macher. Now what's going on here? Because here, there's no chshash that he did a shichshuch over here because he was trying to measure the wine. So he's like we said before, that if a guy sticks his hand in and shichshuch, he gives it a little move, he moves it, l'shem v'rezara, it'll become asabahana. But Tanakhama is saying here, it's clear what the guy is doing, he's measuring it. He's busy with his job, he's not thinking about shichshuch. So all he do is touching it. So the halacha is, the Tanakhama says, asa b'shtia. Sai touch of a yad of a regal. If you touch wine, if a guy touches wine, it's also b'shtia. Now, why is also b'shtia? There's no chashash yayinesa. We're saying clearly, no chashash yayinesa here because over here he's busy with his job. So the answer is, there's another halacha about yayin that's also to drink because you don't want to get close to the guy. You don't want to have chasness with the guy. And even if it's a yayin of Yisrael, if your guy touches it, we say it's also. We don't want you to get too close to the guy. And that's what this issa is about. But you're allowed to sell it because it's not an issa no. It's only an issa shasiya. It's not an issa no. So Tanakhama says, Badu, if the guy touched it, all Allah says, get rid of it, sell it. You're allowed to have enough of it, but you can't drink it. Rav Nosson Oimer, Beyad Osir. If he sticks his hand in, it's Osir. And it's Osir even Bahana. But Regal, it's Mutta. Regal, it's Mutta. Now, what's Rav Nosson holds is Osir Bahana. I, Lamaisa, he's doing it for his job. He's not doing Shech Shech. Rav Nosson holds that the Chamul Geyser on a Gia. By hand, that it has din of yayin esach, but regel, which is not anyway possible, usually don't do yayin esach with regel. Therefore, they did not answer that. It said it's mutter. Now, so the Gemara is asking that maybe Shmuel was weighing the yontif. See, anyone holds a Rav Nosson. In this case, where he touched it, where the guy touched the wine, maybe it's be asa ba'ana even. Right? The Gemara, what do you mean? Emor Rav Nosson ba'yad regel me'oma. He didn't say it by regel. He only said it by yad. By regel, forget. He said it's mutter. And he says it clearly. You don't say Eimer Dom Rav Nosson V'yad Regel Miyama. Tosfos handles the Shaila. But in any case, he's asking that, look, it can't be Shmuel was waiting to see that in Holzer Rav Nosson and he wants to be Machmir, make it Osvano. Because there's no Tzadit Osvano here. Because he hits Beregel. And Rav Nosson only says Halacha, that's us, it's only B'yad. He didn't say Beregel. So what was Shmuel waiting for? Hello, Shmuel was waiting to make a Kula. There might be a Shita holds that if the guy touches it, it'll be Mutta even B'shtia. Ella the Mishkacha Tan Shari Rav Shimon. Maybe I'll find another Tan holds Rav Shimon because Rav Shimon Taka holds that it's Mut even Mishia. The Mishkacha Tan the Shari Rav Shimon is Shraya Fil Mishia. Be Mata even Mishia. Like Rashi explains that Rav Shimon is Mata Magar of a Goy because he was not Meskavel in Asech and it's Mut even Mishia. Because we'll see in the Mishnah that says that if Nafal Abari fell into the Bava Allah, Rav Shimon holds Mut even Mishia. We have a Loch of Chastas. That's only a Goy's wine. But Yisrael's wine that's touched by a guy is not a problem. It's not a problem if there's no tzad nesach, it's not a problem. That's what I'm saying. We know that this is a chas. It's only if the guy's wine. But Yisrael's wine can become asa just by touching it. So Shmuel wanted to try to be makel on this. Lamai says Shmuel didn't have a chance. Didn't find through regalim. He didn't find anyone to say like Rav Shimon. Therefore, he left it the way it is. It'll be asa v'shia like the pashtus that if the guy touches the yad of regal asa v'shia, but it's mutavano. So you could, the yid could sell the wine and recoup some of his money.